This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, April 9th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Mitt Romney senses foreign policy weakness in President Obama, but it's not clear how he would criticize that weakness. Obama's foreign policy has largely mirrored that of George W. Bush, even extended broad assertions of executive power. John Mueller is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. His most recent book is Terror, Security, and Money, Balancing the Risks, Benefits, and Costs of Homeland Security. We spoke Friday.
No, it's hard to see what he's talking about. And to a degree, what's happened is Obama's taken it somewhat off the table. You could use a comparison. Bill Clinton seemed to be vulnerable in his first term, particularly because of Somalia and sort of the back down from there, though no one wanted to go back in. But then in 1995, he was able basically to resolve the Bosnian issue and look pretty good. Now, people were not very concerned about the Bosnian issue. In fact, they were mainly worried that we might send troops and they'd be, you know, bogged down in some sort of war there. But it came off pretty well. By 1996, when Clinton ran for his second term, it wasn't that the foreign policy was a big issue or that the people even remembered Bosnia or Somalia, for that matter. But essentially, foreign policy had been taken off the agenda. And I think that's probably what's happening currently. The analogy would be that people are not paying that much attention to foreign policy. They're much more obviously concerned with the domestic issues, particularly economic. But the Republicans naturally are looking for vulnerabilities. And to a degree, with the murder of bin Laden and now with the apparent success of Libya, even though people were not very gung-ho about going into Libya, nevertheless, it worked out okay, at least from an American public opinion standpoint. So I think mostly he's pretty much invulnerable in that area. I don't see how you can open up things further from the Republican standpoint. The main thing would be that if there's an attack on Iran by Israel or something, there might be situations which will change that. But as of now, it seems to be that it's not a very good opening for the Republicans at all.
Romney has not really criticized Obama for dropping bombs in Libya without asking for congressional permission. He hasn't criticized President Obama for his other actions related to foreign policy that have gone above and beyond the assertions of power by the Bush administration. How then is he really criticizing Obama on foreign policy?
Well, he's using the word feckless a lot, that somehow there's a lack of backbone and so forth. And you can make that case perhaps with respect to the Iranian situation that he wants to negotiate, Obama does, and so forth. But these other two incidents, the bin Laden death and the Libya thing, basically they don't look very feckless. In fact, if anything, they look kind of foolhardy in some respects or very risk acceptant, particularly in the case of the bin Laden situation. So I don't think that's really going to work. Also, if he tries to use the fecklessness with respect to Iran, like we're not being tough enough with Iran, it may sound like he wants to get into another war there. And public opinion is not really looking to get into another war in the Middle East of any sort, of any magnitude, which even bombing would be, and certainly an invasion would be very much that way. So I don't think it's just not likely to be very effective politically, and it might be counterproductive for Romney.
I feel like, from a libertarian perspective, they might prefer to have someone saying the things that a 2008 Barack Obama was saying on foreign policy or a 2000 George W. Bush was saying on foreign policy. With Mitt Romney, it seems like we have a 2004 George Bush.
Yes.
And in Obama, we have the policies of when Bush left office, largely.
Yeah. Well, there is, of course, George W. Bush the first, which is during the campaign of 2000, in which he talked about how the United States should be humble in its foreign policy in relation to other countries. That point of view is probably becoming considerably more popular in the United States. It certainly didn't hurt Bush at the time. I don't know if it helped him either. But it's not something that, people talk about American arrogance and so forth, and I think there's a fair amount to that issue and that concern. But it's also the case that you have basically George W. Bush saying we should be humble, and people didn't find that, even from a Texan, and this didn't seem to be a problem politically. It may not have hurt him. It may not have helped him, but certainly didn't hurt him.
Later this month, in April, Mitt Romney will be laying out, a broader statement of his foreign policy goals. What might that look like?
Well, I don't know. He's going to have to – he's already given sort of a checklist of things we should do. We should have resolve, and we should not apologize, and we should be tough, and we should build even more ships in the Navy. And we have to do something about Iran, and we can't throw Israel under the bus, as he's argued that Obama has done. So I doubt if there isn't, you know, maybe I lack imagination, but it doesn't seem that there's any place else or any issues that out there where he can really poke and help him in his campaign. I may be wrong about that, and the conditions may change. Yeah, he's also done rather amateurish things, referring to Russia as the number one geopolitical foe. And that is really, you know, weird. It's also stupid in the sense that it just alienates the Russians without any kind of gain. And if he's trying to build them up as being somebody we really have to worry a lot about, I think that's not going to work very well politically either.
And we're talking about a military in Russia where soldiers are using their own cell phones to communicate with each other.
And it's probably a lot better than the alternative, right? Yeah, hence, that's the reason for doing it. Yeah. It's not – well, it's just sort of, you know, like he's coming out of the middle of the 20th century or something like that. There isn't a foe there. There's a regime that has a lot of problems, and we should probably not get too warm and cuddly with it. On the other hand, it has been helpful in various issues in the Middle East. And obviously, we want to keep relations in a reasonable position and hopefully help to move that to a more viable form of democracy. But right now, there aren't problems that need to be resolved, and sort of calling him a foe, even though there are, of course, disagreements, but calling him a foe is simply not a very good idea. And it's not clear that works. And I mean, the issue is what works politically. And it seems to me that's simply not going to work either.
John Mueller is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. His most recent book is Terror, Security, and Money, Balancing the Risks, Benefits, and Costs of Homeland Security. You can read more of Mueller's work at cato.org.